This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You guys are sick and going straight to hell.
Why?
Do I want to tell? It's a Friday. I can tell them what you guys were yelling about. Lima is still dealing with the loss of Milo.
And this is how we deal with
it. Owen shows
by lashing out.
Owen shows me pictures. It started with the Cheese Tack song. And then Owen shows me pictures of his brand new dog. Lima goes, it's already a third into the way into his tomb. Then Owen starts yelling at him about dead Milo.
Yeah, at least my dog's alive.
That's what happens.
There was talk of a sarcophagus in a backyard.
You sick people. Mitch, put the Cheese Tack song into the
Yeah, you got to put that into the system.
If Shiloh Sanders re-records the Cheese, or I'm sorry, Shador Sanders.
It's over. Yeah. No, I'll draft Shiloh Sanders if
does
he does
he
the Cheese
music?
Tack song. Yeah. He is not invited to the combine, by the way. Shiloh Sanders.
Okay, what is this I heard about Travis Hunter? They're only allowing him to work out at one position?
I'm glad you brought this up. The NFL is having him work out as a corner for the combine.
And was he willing to do whatever?
I'm not sure. I have no. I don't know.
He was going to do O-line drills.
Right. I only saw.
I can play all the positions.
I only saw the initial report from Schefter. That's all I saw of it. Yeah, he's going to work out as a corner. I think that people need to have that thought of what are you going to do with Travis Hunter? You know, do you make him a wide receiver? Do you make him a corner? Because you got to figure out, playing 120 snaps in college football is very impressive. Playing 120 snaps in professional
it's
football,
stupid.
it could be that way. It seems to be a lot. Like, you kind of got to pick an alley and play a little bit on the other side. And honestly, I was going to think, if you're going to play every down, you can play every down as a corner and then have a package of offense for him. But if you give him to the wrong, excuse me, if he's chosen by the wrong team, you got to trust that coaching staff because you could get a guy lost very quickly. You know, if you are a jack of all trades, are you a master of none? Like, you want to top it? Because if you were getting the draft, like people go, well, you got to take Travis Hunter. And I go, well, you don't have to take Travis Hunter at two. And the question is why, and I have to steal this point from you, but you go right on ahead and tell everybody.
Well, it's just that I don't think he's the best at either necessarily,
yeah,
or he's not so far ahead at either position. I mean,
exactly.
Just receiver-wise, he was not the best receiver in college football this year.
No, you would take Ted McMillan if you were going to take a
Smith
wide receiver.
Smith was probably the best wide receiver, but there were others
that
were
better.
He can't
come out for another 2 years.
I know.
Some in the media think he could come out today, but...
So all of a sudden, are you
he's
taking...
technically not allowed, everybody.
We keep hearing people talk about value, and the afternoon show keeps saying, well, Shador Sanders is someone you should get way later in the first round, not second pick. Fine, if you're talking value. But Travis Hunter, if he ends up being a wide receiver, which is where Todd McShay says he would use him, other guys may disagree. But if you're taking a receiver who may not be the best receiver in the draft, and you're taking him at two overall,
well,
guys, that makes no sense.
Well, CBS has him ranked, by the way.
We all agree on that?
Yes, CBS has him ranked as the number four wide receiver.
Oof, yeah.
I'm not sure what they would have him. And that's just CBS. I mean, there's ups and downs, and I'm not sure where Dane has him.
Yeah.
I didn't see right off the top.
Now, what about a corner? What corner is
he? I think in some he's ranked.
I've seen him one in some.
No. I would put Will Johnson ahead of him.
And I see Will Johnson.
But I'm a Michigan guy, according to you people, yeah. He might be two or three.
Okay, so that's the problem.
To someone.
To
he's a Heisman Trophy winner, for crying out loud.
To validate number two overall, he has to play both sides. Now, is there a chance, devil's advocate here, is there a chance that more guys are capable of doing this over the years than we really think? Like, Troy Brown is the famous example of somebody who did it on a Super Bowl team, like, but it limited.
It wasn't all the time.
Corner, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, it was not what you would draft a guy number two.
It was in 2002.
You wouldn't draft Troy Brown at number two
overall. Deion tells the story about Bill Musgrave. And in the Super Bowl, Billy calls him Billy. They're close friends. And Bill Musgrave is the quarterback coach of your Cleveland Browns. But let me tell you this. In the highlight, did he start the game at wide receiver? Did they throw a ring? I'm not sure. I gotta go back and see the George Seifert game plan. Because Bill Musgrave gets to throw passes. He's throwing a bomb to Deion Sanders. Well, is Deion Sanders just in garbage time as a wide receiver? Because in the biggest game of your lives, you would probably put him in the position that everybody knows him for, which is cornerback. And then maybe if things got out of hand, which they did get out of hand, okay, fine. Again, that's 30 years ago. I have to go back and brush up on that Super Bowl against the Chargers that barely anybody was watching at the end of it. It's a hard thing to do, and it's a hard thing to put on anybody. That's why he was such a story coming out of high school, because first off, he was going to go to Florida State. Then he ended up going with Deion to Jackson State. And then it was, okay, you can do that in the SWAC. Can you do that in the Big 12, which is still a P4 conference? And the answer is, well, yeah, he was able to do that. He's a fantastic athlete. But I still think he's the exception, a tremendous exception at that. But you have to, I could see him maybe falling a little bit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because there could be some questions of what they want to do with him. There could be some pull and tug. Like, he'll still be top 10, maybe top 5 by the time it's all said and done. He's a tremendous athlete. From what I know, he's a good person. So I think that he'll be able to pass all those questions. I know people bring up his girlfriend. I'm going to leave his girlfriend out of it, all right? That's what I'm going to do. But you got to figure out what you're going to do with him, because you kind of got to go one more way than the other. But you should certainly, if you take him, like if the Browns were to take him, like say they trade down to 4 or 5, whatever, and they took him, it's probably smart to have a package of plays for him on offense, is it not? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
you would. You could use him as a decoy, or you could just say, you know what? We're Leroy Jenkins, we're going to throw it right to him. Let's see where it goes. He can do all those things.
Here's what I hate, Ken. Like, if you take him And let's say you were going to make him a full-time corner and then use him in the packages on offense, kind of like you're talking about. Then if the defense struggles at all, it's going to be, do we need all 11 guys that are dialed in to the defensive room and the game plan and all those personnel? Do we need them to be all in 24-7 on playing defense? Like, that's going to be the first. Then you're going to be talking about a new coordinator, and then how does that but new coordinator feel about him playing offense and defense?
And that's why I would want him mostly in a cornerback room, because it's like, hey, can you? And there's more to running there's more to being a wide receiver than what a lot of people make it out to be. There's such a thing as reading a defense, which I was only taught a couple of years ago, because I'm like, hey, man, I'm missing on these wide receivers. I need some help. So you end up calling people who would know about these things. It's like, well, these are things that you guys aren't paying attention to that you need to pay attention to. And when I found out just what goes into being a wide receiver, it's a little bit more involved. So you don't want to throw too much at a rookie when you're bringing them into your franchise, which you're trying to get restarted. Because by the time the draft comes around, you may not have 95 with you anymore. So then you're really earnestly trying to get something going here. Now, I still say, let's see where it goes, drag it out. But you gotta put him in the best position possible, because you're going to have to get ready for life with some rookies. And we've been talking quarterback like crazy, but you're going to have to get ready with Travis Hunter there. I want to get to this guy here on the phone, 216-474-0092. We just had Daryl on. And we asked him about PSLs. Joe in Seven Hills. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Morning to you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Yeah, I like your subject.
Thank you.
The subject I want to actually address, my season ticket rep, which was, I am a carryover from Municipal Stadium and the Dog Pound. Still have my season tickets in the Dog Pound at the current stadium. But we never had to pay a PSL. Only the Dog Pound carryovers didn't have to go through all that. And I want to kind of know, which probably I won't be able to get an answer for a while, thanks to Daryl, but are we going to be given PSLs? Are we going to have a Dog Pound, which Daryl answered, thanks for that. But I'm not expecting to have a PSL on my bill when that time comes. And on top of it, I mean, I'm on a string about wanting to up on my season tickets. It's a hassle. Mm. I really don't care much for Barry. Secondly, with him, I don't even trust the pick that he's going to make this year. I don't even trust him to make the pick on Mr. Irrelative, which we have this year. But
there's a lot. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of emotions right there, Joe. I don't know about the Dog Pound. I imagine there. Guys, I don't know anything. And Joe, thank you very much for the call. I don't know if there's going to be.
They have not had a definitive plan on PSLs, but we brought it up because Dave Jenkins did say that seems like PSLs are the way that the rest of the NFL is going with these new stadiums.
I would be paying attention to the Bills situation. That's as good as I could give it. But here's Dave Jenkins on it.
I think it's fair to acknowledge that PSLs and those sorts of things are common components of stadium projects today, but we're just not far enough along to have clear answers on those yet.
So go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, doesn't it seem to you that in the year 2025, as connected as fans are via social media, don't PSLs seem like a pretty easy thing to defeat? PSLs go away if the fans just refuse to pay them. If season ticket holders all got together and they you want to call it unionized, organized, whatever it is, if they all got together and said, we're not going to pay them, we're all handshake agreement. Because
I don't know the recourse.
The threat is going to be, well, if you don't pay the PSL, someone else is going to steal your tickets that you've had in your family for 50 years. Well, what if all the fans get together and say, we are not going to do this?
Well, the Bills,
then the PSLs go bye-bye.
The only thing I know is that the Bills keep saying that they got... No, I haven't seen it. So for all I know, that could just be an empty thing to say. I have no idea. But they keep saying that we got this list of people that if you don't want the PSL, they'll get the PSL. And that's in Buffalo, New York, which is a smaller city than ours.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.